this morning, I want you to turn to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, chapter 1. God's help this morning. I want to try to bring a message from these six verses right here. And it's speaking of, blessed is the man. Let us read here in Psalms chapter 1, starting with verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, for this message this morning that you've laid upon our hearts. Blessed is the man. And Father, we do truly thank you for the many blessings, Lord, that you have provided for each one of us this morning. And Father, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't even be here. So Father, we do thank you for that. We pray, Father, you give me liberty, and Father, that I may preach the word of God. Father, to people and to individuals, Father, that I may preach it in a way, Father, that they may understand it. Father, my prayer is, Lord Jesus, that I will not say anything wrong. I will not say anything at all that will compromise what your Son has so graciously done at Calvary. Father, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said amen and amen. Blessed is the man. We can go all the way back to the book of Genesis, and Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, it says there that, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and had dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to every thing that creepeth upon the earth, wherefore there is life. I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. In the evening and the morning was the sixth day. We see there where God has so blessed us in the start of the book of Genesis. And not only has he blessed man, but he's blessed man with the things and the objects that he had created, with the animals and tree life and the herbs and everything. He blessed man with all of these things. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, it says this, that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to his riches of his grace. We see right here that not only God, that God and the Lord Jesus Christ blessed us through the times past, but he still also is blessing his people today. He's not only just blessing his people, but he's blessing the United States of America, even in the shape that America has gotten itself in. He's still blessing America. And if America does not turn from the wicked ways and come back to God, then God will destroy America. Because see, he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Why? Because of their wickedness. Because of their unbelief. And not only that, with Lot and his wife, when they was leaving the town there, as the city was there, was on fire, where God had told them that would happen, his wife and his family followed Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And she didn't really want to go, but she went. And when she got almost to the top of the hill, the way she was getting ready to go over the hill, she could not even resist one more time. She turned around and she looked back at what she had just left. And her heart was saying to her, I believe, that she wished that she was back there. That she wished that the fire had never started. That God had not brought judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. But he did. But when she looked back, she turned to a pillar of salt. That pillar of salt, and you know what the salt, what it does, it preserves. it preserves in what we are preparing with the fruit and the vegetables. And not only that, the salt of the earth, the salt that we partake of each and every day when we go and prepare for a meal or whatever, when they fix the meal, they'll put a little seasoning in it, they'll put a little salt and pepper in it. Why do they do that? To preserve it. And then when it gets to the table, it may not have quite enough salt to what we want. And we'll put a little more salt on it. But what does it do? It preserves us in the things that God wants us to do. Here we want to look at this morning for a little while. Blessed is a man, and we see right here, blessed is a man that is separated from the world. We must be a separated people. Yes, we are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are not to go and conform ourselves unto what the world has out here. We must not go the way of the world. We must go the way of the cross. We must go that way. The Christian life is compared to a walk. Our Christian life, my Christian life is compared to a walk, because when I was born with my second birth in the Lord Jesus Christ, that Monday afternoon I was a new babe in Christ. I was on the sincere milk. I was on the milk. I was on the bottle for a while until I grew inwardly and outwardly. And we see that today in the child bearing of the individual, that they don't first take of the meat, because they will choke, because they cannot digest that meat, but yet they can digest the milk. But we don't need to stay on the milk. We have plenty of Christians. We have many Christians that, yes, they've been a Christian for 30 and 40 years, but they're still on the milk of the Word. They're still on the milk, the whereby that they think that they can grow by. But when they get to that age of, when they get that up in age and everything, and when they grow a little more and a little more in God's Word, then we must yearn and meet a little bit. We must start chewing. We must start eating the Word of God. In the book of Jeremiah, it speaks about that we must eat the words of God. We must eat His Word. What that means is we must meditate on His precious Word. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. What vocation has God called you? What vocation has God given you to do for Him? What does He want you to do for your life? What does He want you to do for Him? I can't answer that for you. Neither can you answer it for me. But we must realize that we are prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason we are prisoners is because we have been born again. And we cannot escape the truth of God's Word. We cannot escape the truth of God's Word. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
blessed is a man that don't even go out here and flirt with sin, or go out here and start dabbling in sin a little bit. We'll say, well, you know, with Jesus, he went over there and he went to where the people was and where they sinned and everything, all of that. Yes, but he did not stay there. What did he do? He gave out his word. Or like he done with the lady there. What did he say? He told the other men there. He says, ones that have done wrong, you cast the first stone if you have not done anything wrong. It's basically what he's saying. You cast the first stone. They could not cast a stone. Why? Because they knew that they were just as guilty as that lady was. So they didn't cast. They could not cast their stones at her. They was about ready to cast a stone. They was going to put her to death. It was like Stephen. They put Stephen to death. Paul had him murdered. Paul even held his own coat in the palm of his hand while he was being stoned to death. We must not go and dabble in sin. Yes, we can go out there, and yes, and we can give them God's word. And after we give them God's word, then we should not go out back and dabble in it a little more. We must leave that alone. We must allow God to do his work. Because a whole lot of times what we'll do, we'll get in there and we'll mess it all up. We'll mess up this, we'll mess up that. But we must take God's word at what he says. We don't need to go into where they're at and make that a habit. Yes, we need to go and give them God's word. Yes, we need to go and invite them to church. But we're not supposed to stay there. Talk to them, joke with them, carry on with them like nothing wrong. No, because we are prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's what Paul is saying. And as long as we are prisoners unto the Lord Jesus Christ, we cannot go into the world and be separated. If we do, we need to be separated. We need to be separated from the world. We need to come into God's house on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, wherever this church is having service. We need to be in the house of God. We need to be here bringing up things that will excite us. The world does not excite me anymore. The only thing that excites me is coming to church and seeing God's people in the house of God. And then when you have visitors come in, that really excites me. And then when you have somebody will come and walk the aisle and come to an old-fashioned altar and say, preacher, I want to be saved today. Now, if you really want to talk about getting this preacher happy and getting this preacher excited, allow that to happen. And I'll show you what gets me excited. I'm getting excited. Why? Because God would have snatched another one away from Satan and away from the people and away from the world. We done been praying for them. We need to tell them the truth. And I believe that people are here today. There's people on every hand. There's young people. There's teenagers. There's the younger people than that. And it's the teenagers, and the 20s, and the 30s, the 40s. I believe all ages is looking for something today, and they're looking for the truth. Now, if you want to know if I am a true individual or not, or if I want to find out if you are a true Christian or not, or a true individual for God or not, then what we must do, we need to get the children in here, and the children is going to speak the truth. Because they're going to tell us what they think. They're going to tell. They're going to say, well, he's a phony. Oh, yeah, he may look like he's okay, but he's a phony. Oh, yes, she's back there. Well, he's back there waving his hand and all of that. Yeah, that's a true Christian. They ain't not no phonies. We don't need to have phonies within the church. We need to have true believers. We need to have the saints of God in God's house that don't mind lifting up the hand and praising God. We don't not mind lifting up a hand and just shouting for the glory of God. Why? Because he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. He's my Father. He's my Papa. He's my Daddy. He's my all in all. He's everything to me. And I don't want to allow anything to come between me and my relationship with him. First John 1:7, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. In the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son cleanses us from all sin. For us to walk in that light, the true light, which is Jesus Christ. For us to walk in that, we have got to have fellowship one with another. We've got to have fellowship with God the Father, with God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And you cannot fellowship one of them without fellowshipping with all. It doesn't happen. It cannot happen. It won't happen. Blessed is a man that is saturated with the Word of God. Saturated. What does that word saturated mean? That word means that we must completely turn our soul, our life, and everything over to him, where the Word of God can manifest in our life, can go forth and allow us to do his will. Joshua 1:8, the book of the law shall not depart out of the mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Not only we to fellowship with one another, but we need to read the Word of God daily. And as we read the Word of God daily, it means that we can meditate day and night. That his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. Delight. We can rejoice in knowing that we have the Word of God, and we have believed by faith, and it's not through works, it's by faith. Because, see, Thomas there, he wanted to do it by works. And he done it by works, by having to place his finger into the wound and thrusting his fist into the side. But blessed is the man that whom have not seen, but have believed. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16, thy word was found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts.
We must listen to the word of God. We must wait on God. And as we wait on God, then we can be partakers of the things of God. Meditation is to the inner man what the digestion system is to the body. So the meditation that we need to have is in God's Word. It feeds, it strengthens the inner soul of man. And then we go ahead and we thank God for the ones who have prepared the meal, and the one that has brought the meal forth. And we need to ask God to bless that meal and the food, the nourishment of our body. And not for just the nourishment of our body, but the strength for His service. And when we do that, then it strengthens our body. But meditation is to the inner man, or to the soul, like the digestion system is to the body. It means understanding the word, applying it to our lives, and making it a little part of the inner man. Blessed is a man that is seated by the water. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Are you being placed today where the Holy Spirit wants you to be placed? Are you placed today where the Lord Jesus Christ can use you? Are we placed today where God the Father can bless us with all of His blessings? If not, then we need to come back and get back to the altar. We need to come back and get back to Him. 1 John 1:37, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Verse 38, he that believeth on me, as his scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This world to a Christian is like the desert that cannot satisfy. The desert, I hear, that has no water, goes months without any rain. You don't see no growth there. You see all the, what they call in the western part, the tumbleweeds and all of that. But we need to be sitting by the river. Where's the river? Right here. The river of water. Right here. It's God's Word. And when we're meditating on God's Word, and then the Holy Spirit, which represents the water, can feed us, can sustain us, and help us through the day. Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is a man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. Verse 8, for he shall be as a tree planted by the water, and that spreadeth out of her roots by the river, and shall not see when he cometh. For her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. We see so many people today. We see so many Christians today that are more concerned about this and more concerned about that than they are in their own spiritual welfare.
They're not concerned really about the church. They're not concerned about each other. We don't need to be people like that. We need to be people that is concerned about each other. We need a people that is concerned about the church, the house of God. We need to be concerned about the people right here, the wayward people. We need to be concerned about the Christians that is thinking that they can just do anything they want to. Everything's still going to be all right. No. No. God's Word does speak about the chastisement. And with everybody that you talk to, and they say, yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm in church, some of them don't even, some of them tell you, well, yeah, I go to church, I go to such and such church, then come to find out the pastor's been gone for 2 or 3 years, and they say, well, man, I go to another pastor. They'll call his name, but yet he's gone. You know, people think they're going to get away with things. They're not. Because I know this world today is electronic age and a computer age. I know that and I realize that. But I will tell you one thing. They're in heaven. God's computer bank fire has never been hit by any virus. It cannot be hit by any virus. And people are going to come up and try to give all kinds of excuses. Excuses is not going to work. Because it's going to just between, it's going to be between me and God. Not between me and you. Not between me and the other preachers. It's going to be between me and God. How did they get me away from me? How did they get me away from God? How did they get me away from the church house of God? Say what we want to. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. But see, God knows. God knows the past. God knows the present. God knows the future. So we cannot get by with anything. Yes, some things that I've done in the past that I'm ashamed of, that I've done. But I did ask Him to forgive me for it. And I'm so thankful that He did. I sure am thankful that He's still not holding that against me today. Because if He held things against us, the things that we've done in the past, the present, would nobody have a chance. Praise be to God. It's not going to be long. Not going to be long before He steps out on the prettiest flight that I have ever seen. And when He steps out on that flight, He's going to turn to that gable to angels. Amen. Blow the trumpet. Blow the trumpet. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? I hope every one of you do. But I think it would be good for us just to come and pray for the church and pray for the community. I know we're about ready to start doing some stuff here in the church. We'll have a singing later in July. Then we'll have homecoming. We're going to do stuff to where Satan is not invited. And if he happens to come in,
then we need to all turn around and
say, bam! You gone, bud. Just kick him out. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord Jesus, for this day. Now, Father, we pray, God, Father, for the message that You have allowed me to speak about this morning. Blessed is a man, Father. We are blessed people today. And we do thank You for that. That You have been blessing men all through the ages, Father. Father, we pray today. Lord, if somebody's here today, have something that they would love to come and share with You this morning. Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, that they may come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Brother Bill, come, just a song. Everyone stand.
Page 235. Ask for not. 235.
Thank you.
Amen.